This is Morgan Hazelwood, back again with more writing tips and writerly musings. Today, I'm here to talk to you about drafting a manuscript using voice to text. Voice to text has come a long way. I used to have to deepen my voice to what I call a mansetto to get any voice-activated device to even listen to me. Even now, I know that my excited voice, which is a higher pitch, isn't going to be as accurate. But I have been using voice-to-text on chats if I'm multitasking, and so a couple weeks ago, I was running some errands, and I had a plot idea that I really didn't want to forget. So at an empty stoplight, I triggered voice-to-text and narrated my notes to my phone. And it worked. Or at least good enough. This whole year, I have been struggling to add words to my space fantasy that I started back in November for NaNoWriMo. I want to finish it. I want to see how it ends. And I thought that adding a new point of view character would help. And it did, but not enough. I managed maybe 5,000 words in all of January after 50,000 in November. So the ubiquitous they say that if you're having trouble getting the words to flow, that you should just mix something up. Try a new font, a new writing location. Thanks, pandemic, not really an option. A new story, a new writing program. Something. So this past Friday, at a write-in with Sarah Scharnweber, you can usually find me over on her YouTube channel on Friday nights for her 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern write-ins, I decided to switch things up and try to get my words in verbally. And oh gosh, oh geez, it worked. So what software do you need? When I mentioned that this is how I was writing, the first question out of most writers' mouths, well, keyboards, most of these conversations were virtual, was, what were you using? I am not using any fancy apps, although I did upgrade my phone last year. My technique is pretty darn straightforward. I take my Samsung S10e phone, so it's an Android, whatever. I open up Gmail because Gmail. I hit compose in the lower right. I make sure that my cursor is in the body of the email and not in like the to field. A couple times the cursor didn't show up, so I just backed out and reopened the compose window, and that cleared up whatever weirdness was happening. I triggered the microphone button for voice to text next to the keyboard, and that's it. I talked. Wow. So challenging. I admit I am a recovering Google fangirl, but about the time they dropped Do No Evil from their corporate philosophy, I devolved into merely a user. The advantage to using Gmail is that it saves and it auto-syncs with by email on any other device. While I do write in Google Docs, and if you're on a computer having trouble with large documents, just turn on Work Offline. Should help with any load issues. I didn't want to deal with a full manuscript and putting the cursor in the right spot, and I wanted to review the text before putting it into the draft. Plus, Gmail's just always loaded on my phone, and I didn't want to waste the time navigating to a new document and the load time and whatever. I just opened a Google Draft because that's where I usually save my story ideas and snippets anyway, in like a Gmail draft folder. It's just what I do. So let me share 5 tips for writing using voice to text that I picked up in a week. Step 1, keep your voice slow and calm. As I mentioned earlier, excited voices, especially if you have a higher pitch voice, often run into trouble with voice-to-text programs. It just is. I know if it's too low, you can also have issues. Speaking slowly and clearly gives the app the best chance to get the most accurate transcription. So that's tip one. Tip two, voice your punctuation. Now, I've been using voice-to-text lightly for years. Comma and period have turned into staples that have managed to work their way into the rare occasional voicemail I leave, making me feel like kind of extra silly. But as of this week, I've now mastered saying quote to start and end quotes, as well as new line, which works like the enter key. Shock of shocks. So I don't know what it is for iPhone users. I do recommend single new lining after every paragraph. So when you copy it into your manuscript, which is probably double spaced, this spacing will need the fewest adjustments to be in proper manuscript format. I have been double new lining. Learn from my mistakes. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, especially for us sci-fi fantasy writers, use placeholder names. This one's pretty obvious. Voice-to-text will likely struggle with fantasy names or names that aren't in the default language, so do what I do and just use easily recognizable names that you can just find and replace in your document. Tip four, reread every paragraph to make sure it's still recording and isn't too inaccurate. I kind of skimmed over each paragraph, and if it was really bad, I would repeat a sentence so I could remember. A few of the writers that I talked to who had tried voice-to-text in the past and vowed never again shared horror stories of long writing sessions where the recorder stopped like 5 minutes in. I am new to this, and I would like to make sure that future me will know what I meant to say, but so by rereading each paragraph, I can make sure that it's as accurate as possible. I can repeat anything that's really botched, and I can make sure that the recording is still functioning. Then again, I started manually adding those double new lines, so maybe I'll proofread less as I get more used to writing by talking. And my final tip five is copy each writing session into your main draft as soon as you finish. Voice to text is not perfect. It's gonna need some finessing, some cleanup. If you're like me, the cleanup necessary for even a full chapter might seem intimidating and a lot of work. I enjoy doing 15 to 21 minute sprints and then copying the transcription over and cleaning it up right then and there. While I still remembered what any garbled transcription errors meant to say, and while the task was still a matter of minutes rather than hours or days or a lifetime, you know how these things grow. And yeah, so those are my five tips, and they seem to be working so far. Now, I've only been trying this for a week now, and I'm pretty sure I'll write by hand plenty as well. But as long as it's working and getting the words out, I'm not gonna knock it. So, have you tried writing with voice to text? Did it work out for you? What programs do you use? Are there any other tricks you use to get the words flowing when they're stuck and just not coming?
And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. It goes a long way towards helping people find me. And I'll be back again next Monday with more writing tips and writerly musings. Bye-bye.